There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Redmen TV for the instant match reaction show. Liverpool 1, Ajax 0. I'm Paul Machin. That's Chris Pajak. Let's dive into it, Chris.
What's all about? We normally have a conversation about it, and you go, oh, this, and oh, okay, sounds.
Yeah, I mean, take your pick. I mean, let's focus on the players who were outstanding, who we maybe didn't expect to be outstanding. We'll start with the goalkeeper. That wee slip of a boy who let in five against Aston Villa in the League Cup almost a year ago to the day, who, you know, it was impossible to judge what type of goal he was going to be. I thought Jurgen Klopp talking about Keller post-match was absolutely just fascinating. And for a number of reasons, but the thing that really stood out to me was he said, you can see, like, he's basically saying, you can see that he's a good player in training, and you can see how calm these players are when you tell them the news that they're playing. But it's all well and good being all these things, but until you throw them into a match and see whether they can handle it or not, you never truly know. And I think, and we speculated about Kelleher and why he was playing in this game instead of Adrian. Klopp said he wanted a football playing goalie. Sounds, that makes perfect sense, but he's still got to go out. And I think there was plenty of scope there for, if he's crap, you just play Adrian on Sunday. But I think what Keller has done there is gone, I'm second choice Liverpool goalkeeper now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. And it was a 10 out of 10 performance. You couldn't ask any more of Kelleher there tonight. And it was a complete performance as well. You know, it's not just one bit where he's had loads of shots. And you think, oh, he's had loads of shots. Well, he had loads of shots to save. He made four saves, three of which were in the area, and one didn't count. So he made five saves in my eyes. But then his distribution, brilliant. Like, we talk about football and goalkeeper. The lad's both-footed. Yeah. Like, that just tells you, kind of what we were talking about during the game, is these youngsters, they brought up young goalkeepers to play that way. And it was just, he played the ball with whatever foot it was easiest and quickest to play. He didn't want to get himself into trouble. So he just played it left-footed if he needed to, played it right. His distribution with his hands was great. His command of his area was great. He was he caught one in the middle of the area, probably 15 yards away from his goal. Dead easy take, but he catches it.
Yeah.
And he goes down.
Yeah.
And so he's showing a little bit of game management there as well. He's just showed everything that a goalkeeper needs.
The thing that was really telling, I think it was Ross who said when we finished the show, he was like, at any point did you shit yourself when he had the ball? And no, because he's a bit snappier in his movement. What's the one mistake, the Adrian mistake? And it's the thing that he gets wrong most often is that he gets pressed and he's a bit too slow. And I always find this with footballers who are maybe trying to prove that they're better at football than they are. And instead of doing things quickly, they do things more slowly to almost say, like, show, I've got control of the situation.
I'm cool, I'm calm.
Exactly. Whereas what you are is fucking too slow. And Adrian's been caught. I think about Danny Ings doing with the mistake he made last season in particular. He makes that mistake time and time again. There's a couple of times where they try to get on him. And there's one in particular, and even though that it was like, I think Adrian might get caught out, he's actually quite quick over the yard or two, so he goes, oh no, okay, I'm getting pressed, that's fine, no problem, and he plays the ball out. His kicking wasn't brilliant, you know, it wasn't Alisson levels of distribution. I'm not looking at go, oh my God, we've got an Edison or an Alisson here, but let's also remember that, I'm sorry, but who was Alisson Becker two seasons before we actually signed him? You know, he's behind Wojciech Szczesny as the Roma backup goalkeeper at that point. He's only really become a world-class goalie the season before he joins us. So there's plenty of time to come for a 22-year-old Kelleher there. But no, I agree. It was not a perfect goalkeeping performance. There's loads of things, little things that can be improved on there. Great. great. I don't expect him to come in and beat Alisson Becker. I wasn't expecting him to come in at all. And he's come in and, yeah, for me, again, just in terms of, and Klopp said it, you wanted a footballing goalkeeper. I can understand you might lose a little bit in just, you know, in pressure situations, maybe having a young goalkeeper and in personality maybe, but I saw his post-match interview, he seemed quite calm and composed. He seemed quite like, almost like
he was enjoying just, it. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah. You've just come in a Champions League game that has secured Liverpool's passage into the group, into the knockout rounds, and you were between the six. And it wasn't like a passive performance. He was there. He was integral to us keeping a clean sheet tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we keep a clean sheet with Adjan. And this is the thing, you know, Klopp sees each week and saying, as Klopp himself said, I'm not sure. And which is why it's a tough decision, but a bloody brilliant decision by Jürgen to put him into that.
The save that he makes from Klaas-Jan Huntelaar toward the end, that's as important as the Curtis Jones goal. Lauren Black, who does the RMTV Women's podcast for us, we said it was shades of Alisson against Napoli. And again, if that save sends us through. That sends us through top of the group as well. It's one of them. I said it during the commentary. It doesn't look impressive. It's the other one in the first half where he's diving and he tips it over. It looks a more impressive save when you slow it down because it's an archetypal full stretch sort of tip. But at that range, with a striker like Huntelaar and the reactions to do it, again, all the things around it, just
it's one thing getting your hands on it, it's another thing getting it over the bar into safety, isn't it? And you know, as you say there, 35-yard screamer was hit, and it's one of them where it's a good save, it's a great save, but it's also much easier for him because he can see it coming. And there's no dip on the ball. Like, the dip's what gets you in those situations, I'd imagine. So, yeah, brilliant performance from Kelleher tonight. Well deserved.
Yeah.
And great just to see Jürgen go straight over to him and give him a big hug because he understands. And even though now we're going through problems with all the injuries and everything else, you can still see he's still building people up.
Yeah.
And that's part of his job as well, an underrated part of how good a manager he is.
We're, like, unearthing these lads and we're putting them in and they are rough diamonds, I think that's what they are, and that's great because it's not like we're not pulling lumps of coal out and chucking them out and hoping that we're gonna get something out of them. We've been blooding these lads, and you know, Klopp is talking about knowing these lads for a number of years now. These have all grown up under Jürgen Klopp at the club. They've had this year.
They've been waiting for a hug for 4 years.
Oh God, absolutely, aren't we all? From anyone really at this point, great, and I think it goes into, there's a comment, we had a super chat on the last show, but I didn't want to miss out, from Ryan Rogers. He said Klopp could get a result with this group of players. What an important game for Kelleher, for the Kellehers, Williamses and Joneses' confidence. You never walk alone up the rest. Nico Williams in particular, I don't think Curtis Jones needs confidence. The man is like confidence in human form, but Nico Williams does. And again, Klopp's post-match, Chris, he talks about, he said, I had a long chat with Nico. And I think you can tell, I was thinking about Nico Williams this week and I wanted to go and give him a big cuddle because he looks like the kind of lad who probably just needs a bit more sheltering and a bit more protection. Because Curtis Jones is just walking around, popping wheelies left, right and centre. Kelleher looks a little bit more like that now, but he's a few years older. Nico looks like he just needed an arm round the shoulder.
Yeah, there were some really interesting conversations pre-match between Michael Owen and Rio and Gary Lineker and Peter Crouch on the BT coverage, wasn't it? And they were talking about that young lad coming into the side and doubting yourself. And I think they got it spot on. I thought that's what he was giving off to me. It was like, do I belong? That was the question that was in his head all the time. And you know, getting an assist tonight will do him no harm whatsoever. But also, I think the Robertson injury really helped his game tonight. I think he did a solid, steady job first half. But when Robbo was asked to just sort of sit back and not maybe go forwards, and again, I'll have to say it, Klopp's decision to put Wijnaldum in the six and Henderson in the eight was what changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, Nico Williams has got that bit more protection over on the right-hand side. He's able to go forward and he's able to do what he does best and almost, you know, he's unleashed then, isn't he? And he's able to get forward time and time again and gain that confidence bit by bit. You see, every time he goes forward, he's got a little bit more confidence, a little bit more rangy with his passions, able to get that ball across. And brilliant performance by him again in such testing circumstances for him as well.
He's a very brave footballer, and I think it gets forgotten because the performance is particularly, the last couple of games, he's been hung out to dry by the lads around him. You know, that's the best team he's been in for a week now. You know, in what he's had to do, and you know, think about the weekend. He's got Nat Phillips playing alongside him, who is not a cultured footballer. And again, I keep doing this. I don't want to disrespect Nat Phillips. He put a great performance in, but he's it's night and day between him and Matip playing on that side, for example, as we saw there. You need players to support you in that role, not just whether you're a 19-year-old kid just making your way in the game or not. Anyone at that position, the way we are structured, the way we are set up, Trent gets himself out of trouble. Trent needs less because he can pass the ball to anyone on the pitch at any given time because he's that talented. But Nico is a much more dynamic fullback, but he needs people running off him. And he's happy on the ball. He's happy to be under pressure, but he just needs someone to pass to. And Jordan Henderson provided him with another man to pass to. And then if you go to Salah, Salah's then got another man. But the whole right-hand side functioned infinitely better for Jordan Henderson being in his best position. And it, as you say, completely changed the game.
No, it did, and again, you know, Salah, I mean, tough outing for Salah, really. I think the front three, I mentioned on the play ratings, interesting to get your take on this, Paul. I went into this game thinking if Liverpool win today, it'll pretty much be the front three, because they're the fucking lads, they're the boys, they're the ones who've been getting it done consistently this season, prior seasons, obviously not counting Jota in that. And it wasn't. It was the defence and the goalkeeper and the midfield. And it's such a Liverpool thing to do that, isn't it? But then Salah worked so hard for the team as well, as you say. I don't think Nico Williams got enough support at the weekend. I don't think he ever really had a pass on. But Henderson was there. Salah was going down the outside. And then Nico was given that freedom second half to join them and start playing those little one-twos and getting the ball in. The confidence again to pull it back inside after the Henderson and Salah 1-2 gets the ball left footed out to Kurt Jones as well. Big assist. And the fact that the two of them get to embrace after it, that will have meant the world to him. Kurt Jones obviously getting a Champions League goal and assisted by Nico Williams.
And the thing as well, because we talked about the Nico Williams, is that he's one of the players who's losing out for not having fans in the grounds, because he's getting a lot of negativity online off his performances. We had to shut his accounts down a couple of weeks ago, which is just fucking stupid. Not from him, stupid that like there's idiots out there who would cause that to happen. You know, think about it. Think the best of our fans is like somebody misses a chance or concedes a goal, and the first thing that happens is we sing the name and support them. He hasn't had that, so what's going to be great, because all he's got is the online reaction at the moment, is that the picture of him, Curtis Jones, celebrating. There's loads of people just spamming love at him right now, which is exactly what he needs. You know, he'll get that. And I hope that he doesn't, you know, I hope he doesn't spend too long on it, because, you know, there's nothing too positive to be gained from too much interaction on social media in that regard. But that will be a good thing. He will get to feel that love and bask in a bit of that, which is, I think, exactly what he needs. Chris Garvin with the super chat in here saying, Jones changed the game. What a player he is. Man of the match. And I said this on the fan reactions, is that if Quinn Keller's not making his Champions League debut in there, I think there's no doubt in my mind that Curtis Jones is man of the match. Mm-hmm. I thought he was the best player in the first half, and he continued that, his bravery in possession, and obviously he scores the goal that sends us through to the knockouts.
Yeah, if you could give Co man of the match awards, I would have tonight. And it's the first time I've not put man of the match on the board, because I couldn't split the two of them, Keller and Jones. But Jones is in a much tougher position. I mean, he's playing a good midfield and a good attacking side against Ajax, and he didn't look out of place again. And that's the thing that I keep coming back to with Jones, is he just doesn't look out of place. Doesn't look like a 19-year-old lad playing in midfield. And a year and a half ago, he wasn't even a midfielder. Yeah. He wasn't even a centre-mid. And now he just looks comfortable with everything that's going on around him. That ability to break from deep, gets his eye in early with a poor shot, hits the post, then obviously gets another opportunity and scores. The finish is tremendous. Like I was saying to Ross before, Paul, I don't particularly enjoy listening to Michael Owen talk on BT Sports, but when he talks about finishing, like, I'm like, ooh. And the way Michael Owen was talking about that finishing, that's what he knows, and he knows how to get your body into those positions. Yeah. And he comes alive as a pundit when he's talking about players finishing, and he was creaming his kecks over Kurt Jones in that finish, going how difficult it is. Brilliant to see. He's got one of the best strikers of the last 30 years in world football, no matter what we think of him, telling him his finishing is brilliant. Yeah. And it's such a tough finish, and that will fill him with a little bit of juice as well.
And Peter Crouch as well. Peter Crouch
scored more than half of his goals as headers, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Is it surprising? I think it was
because he was terrible.
He scored like 50-odd frigging goals as headers.
It wasn't 50% overhead kicks, to be honest, because that seemed to be where he was stronger. Thanks very much for Chris Carvin, who's joined us as a first teamer here on YouTube memberships as well. Dermot Dunn for the 549 Super Chat. Stealth Expander saying it's mental, Kurt's only 19. Yeah, absolutely. I keep saying this because we're getting lost in this. Curtis Jones, to look good in a side that's as good as Liverpool, you must be brilliant. And that's why, again, the Nico Williams thing is always daft. He's, even when he's not been great, you can see that he's a decent enough footballer. Being a decent enough footballer against, stood comparatively against some of the best players on the face of the planet, which is what we have, you know, this side that's conquered everything in front of it for the last couple of seasons. Is by put him in any other Liverpool team and he'd look unreal.
Do you know what's really gutting? In around about 10 days less, in fact, I will be double Curt Jones's age. Don't worry, in 40 days you'll be the same.
Yeah.
That's horrible, innit? It's horrible to think that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it won't be true forever just because of the way maths works, but that's fine.
We're in that crossover period though, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. Reese Pepper put a comment in a super chat in on the last one, which we'll sort of wrap up on, because we'll talk about this game in much more depth and detail. If you want more analysis on this, then check out the Final Word Show. It's me, Chris, it's me dad, and it's Ben Kelly.
Can't wait for that, you know.
Going to be doing that, yeah, it's going to be great. But Reese said, what's your opinion on Jota's progression into the first team and how soon will be cemented as a Liverpool player / icon? And the games like today showed that he's not there. He's not 100% there yet, but he doesn't need to be. This is our lad who's just, I mean, look, Bobby Firmino came on and you saw, what's the expression? Like, tales of Roberto Firmino's demise have been greatly exaggerated. He was a much better suited
Bobby
fit
Firmino
to what we needed.
Bobby Firmino came on and looked like showed why he's Liverpool's number 9.
Yeah.
I said that in the player rating show. That's what he showed. The ball stuck. He was able to pick out Salah. He was looking for passes to Salah. The other two weren't. Like, I said, almost exactly this, but we've not had this conversation. It's like, I'm not saying that Jota and Mane will not pass to Salah. What I'm saying is Bobby Firmino's not asked who he passes to. He'll just pass to an open guy because he's not asked about scoring. And that's the glue that holds that together. I mean, I thought he was sensational tonight when Bobby came on.
I keep referencing him, but that was 27 goal a season, Bobby Firmino, because he's the one who, if it's on to pass, he'll pass. If he goes deep and works it and body swerves and getting Liverpool out of trouble, but he's also playing on the shoulder, looking for little give and goes to get into the box, and he's so unlucky not to get a goal. Really good save by the keeper down low, tips it onto the post, and again, another day that it's the post and goes in, and it's just, you're talking about this, like, mature. Bobby walked onto the pitch like a world-class talent there, just head and shoulders the best player on the pitch. Whether you think that's true or not, it's irrelevant. That's how he walked onto the pitch. That's how he played the game. He was just a blessed relief to everyone around him, particularly Gini Wijnaldum, who was exceptional, put another wonderful shift in there. Robbo playing through injury, Henderson playing through injury again by all accounts, and there's Bobby Firmino, just another one, just a senior lad brought onto the pitch, just great. And yeah, we'll talk about him
Klopp got it so right tonight, didn't he?
Yeah,
you know, the Kelleher thing, that is a gutsy call. Worked perfectly. You know, the Hendo and Genie swap, I think the Mane and Jota swap in the first half was a big call as well. But that Wijnaldum and Henderson one, because why would you do that? But he did, and you know why he did it. It was to support Nico on that right-hand side, man. Yeah. He nailed it tonight, Klopp.
Yeah, nailed he did. It. Yeah, and the thing is that it's not even just him. You don't nail it unless the players go out there and perform for you. There's a very fine line between, like, genius and insanity, and we were treading that line. I was personally treading that line a lot in the evening leading up to this game, and Klopp and the players vindicated his decisions that could have gone horrendously wrong. And we saw last week was an example of what happens when you have to rotate and it doesn't quite go for you. We should have battered them today, but it doesn't matter, because the job was to go out there and get the result. And now that just means, and you know, you said it, I heard you say it at the end of the player ratings, and it was mentioned in the comments here at the start, and breathe. And that's us, but that's Liverpool now. Yes, there's mountain injuries. Yes, we don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. You know, it could bring in fresh injuries and all that kind of stuff. But what it means is that we've given ourselves now, we didn't beat Atalanta, that's gone, line drawn. We had to go and play ourselves into a positive position here. Top of the group, qualified, giving ourselves the best possible foot ahead of February when it returns.
I think Bayern are top of their group.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But now it goes. We've earned the right to do whatever the fuck we want with that Midtjylland game.
If we want to
put out all the UEFA B list lads,
we will.
Then
and I think
why
we might.
Not?
And you know what? I can't wait for Ross to do that starting 11.
Oh, I can't wait for him to do the commentary on it as well. It's going to be absolutely great. But yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, for watching the Instant Match Reaction. As I said, we'll be back for the final word show tomorrow. Yeah, and I said this after the fan reactions, but we do this free content. It is funded almost entirely by the people who subscribe to the redmentv.com. We make sure that we give you value for money on that. We've got loads of excellent content. There's documentaries, there's interviews, and there's tomorrow's final word show. So the midweek final word show is always there in podcast form and in video form, an hour long, in depth and detail, and a big old chat about how amazing the Reds are. So every aspect of things, you know, news shows and all that stuff, if you want that stuff, we've got you covered. It is a Liverpool streaming service and it's for you guys. High quality content almost every single day of the week, covered by Redmen TV and made possible by the subscribers to the RedmenTV.com. So go and become one, make us smile, give yourself some entertainment, and yeah, we can support the mighty Reds, the mighty makeshift Reds, as they fly towards one of the most incredible title and Champions League wins the world will have ever seen this season. But yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope to see you there. See you all soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.